Welcome to Channel 9 at TechEd Europe. I'm Simon Perryman, Senior Technical Evangelist. And in this interview, we're going to be looking at how one of our customers is taking advantage of some of the great capabilities from Data Protection Manager and Windows Server Storage Services. So first of all, I want to introduce our guests. We have Dick from SaaS Plaza and Sharice from the DPM team. Dick, tell us a little bit about who you are. And also, what does your company do?
Well, my name is Dick van Brummen. I'm the Chief Technology Officer of SaaS Plaza International. Our company is the number one cloud provider for Microsoft Dynamics products, and we serve applications to the Microsoft Dynamics Partner Society all over the world. So, and we do that with five data centers of our own, so private clouds and as well as Azure.
And as the CTO, what's kind of your responsibilities there?
Well, if you look, we have organized our company in regional offices, which means that we have a general manager in every region. And I'm more or less concerned about the infrastructure which we deliver all over the world, and hopefully in a good way and a sustainable way.
Great. And Sharice, can you introduce yourself? Tell us what you do at Microsoft.
Yes, hi, I'm Sharice Dubey. I'm the group program manager for the backup product at Microsoft. I have real pleasure to welcome Dick to this show. We met him a year ago, and he had a few challenges for us to go address. And he's been very happy with what the product we've been able to do over the last year. So be happy to share more with you guys during the interview.
All right. So Dick, tell us, you know, you mentioned you had some problems around backup. I guess, actually, let me take a step back. First, before we talk about the problems, tell me about your actual infrastructure. You have Microsoft throughout the stack, right? Can you just tell us about the different services that you've integrated?
Yeah, if you look to the Microsoft service stack we have System Center, we are a running orchestrator, we're using Windows Azure Pack, Operation Manager, Virtual Machine Manager. Basically, we committed ourselves to have in place the full Microsoft stack, and on top of that, the Microsoft Dynamics applications. I think we always have seen and shown a commitment to Microsoft, and it's funny that Sharice said just a moment ago, a year ago, I didn't know he was managing DPM, right? He was sitting in my room, and I was telling him, listen, yesterday I spent €500,000 on my previous product, backup product, because DPM is a shitty product. So then he stood up and said, I'm the manager of the shitty product. So
was that motivating?
Yes, very much.
He promised to do it in 2 years, and he finished off in a year. We did our test results I gave him a month ago, and that's really incredible results.
Well, tell me, you said you had some problems around backup. What was the challenges that you had day to day?
Well, if you look to large-scale environments, I mean, the biggest problem you're having there is basically the 24 hours you have in a day, right? I mean, if you have 5,000 VMs running in a data center.
5,000 VMs you have,
exactly.
Wow.
Running in a data center, you really must find the time to do it within 24 hours if you make daily backups. So that's one of the issues. The second one is the storage consumption. I mean, if you look to the storage consumption, whether you can make some savings, say 20, 30% disk savings, I mean, in one data center, that's already a lot of money you can make there. And with DPM new version, we are reaching a 72% DDUP ratio, which is, in my opinion, incredible, and I didn't expect it that way.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. Now, just staying on the backup here, why do you have to back up in less than 24 hours? Is that just to ensure every single of the 5,000 VMs are protected? And I mean, you want to do more than backup in that 24-hour period as well, right?
Exactly, you have prime time windows in your data center, and you really would like to have, say, a certain amount of hours, and we take 10 hours of a day, where we want to finish our backup. And you have maintenance time, you have like your prime time data center. So it has to fit in the 10 hours. And if I tell you now that the results of DPM was in 1/3 of the time of our previous solution. So, I mean, we are very, presently surprised that we made this. And you know, we're a type of company who turns around 180 degrees if a product is excellent again. So
great.
That's what I'll do for Sharice and for the Microsoft organization to show our commitment.
Now, you said you were talking about backing up VMs. Do you back up other parts of your infrastructure as well?
Yes. we already used DPM, say, for the last 10, 15 years in relation to physical machines and database servers we're having. So basically, we knew the products very well, and we knew the weaknesses, and we knew the strength of the product. And that's why I'm quite happy that the virtual machines now is part of that solution at a very high, reliable, and cost-effective way.
Now, you mentioned that you use a deduplication. And actually, Shrish, could you just spend like maybe 1 minute just defining what exactly is deduplication at a high level? What is it doing?
Okay, sure. As Dick was mentioning, one of the things that customers that do backup storage care about is how optimal the storage is, because you must have backups, but you don't want to take up too much space. So all the backup products you'll see on the market offer some form of deduplication. So it was a real embarrassment when I met Dick a year ago. They said, you know, your backup product simply doesn't do deduplication. So I think at a rough, very high level, it tries to find, you know, what's duplicate in the data that you have, and it stores them in chunks. So net savings is you know, over time, whatever duplicates you have in your data, like for example in virtual machines, you're gonna have a lot of the blocks that are common. So you basically deduplicate the chunks and you save them on disk, so you save a lot of storage. So in the runs that Dick has been doing, we've seen around 70-odd percent savings. That's been pretty cool.
That's pretty impressive. So essentially, like, if I think of a VM library, right, I might have dozens of VMs that have Windows Server as that base operating system. And then they only have slight differences, right? You know, something for Active Directory, something for web services, for example. Are you saying that what we're able to do is find that duplicate stuff and basically consolidate it, right?
Yep.
Now, Dick, you mentioned that you had 72% deduplication savings, right? What has that done for you as far as forward thinking and planning? Do you need to think about buying new storage in the near future, or has that all been freed up?
If I look to the basically one data center where I have the figures at the top of my head, we have our VMs there, it's around 220 terabyte, and with incremental 30 days, you're consuming around 500-600 terabyte of data. And you can imagine, if I come from a 30% DDoP ratio, I go to 72, which is 40%, that will save me around between 150 and 200 terabyte of data. And I can use it for other purposes instead of consuming it for the previous backup product.
That's excellent. Now, you also mentioned that you noticed some improvements around stability. Can you kind of tell us those key areas where things have become more stable for you?
You know, backup is one of the essentials of a data center service provider. I mean, if you cannot deliver a backup, you basically, can go for Chapter 11, because people can sue you for huge amounts of money. So if you want to control a backup environment, you really should have a stable product that you can rely on. And together with System Center Operation Manager, where we really monitor our infrastructures around the world, you know, together, the stability of DPM and also the information which I can retrieve out of DPM in Operation Manager, that provides me with a feeling as a CTO that I'm in control of my data centers around the world, instead of that the backup system is in control of me.
Excellent. Well, that's a really compelling case study. You know, that higher availability, reliability, cost savings with deduplication, and now being able to meet your backup windows. But we are at TechEd Europe. There's been a lot of exciting announcements. So we actually just want to spend a couple minutes talking about what is new around backup. So Shrish, kind of tell us, what have you guys been announcing over the last couple of weeks with this upcoming version of Windows Server and System Center?
Okay, great. Yes, so we are here at TechEd. We have a session, actually, that you can download and watch later. We're going to talk all the new things that we've been doing. Clearly, the work of backing up virtual machines at scale, as well as deduplication, is something that is a big highlight in our talk. In fact, you guys have also heard about a CPS system. So we're going to also announce DPM backing up all the virtual machines that are running in CPS.
The cloud platform system, right?
Yeah, the cloud platform system. Thank you. So we're going to show a demo of those things. In addition to those things, we're also going to talk about some of the other work we have been doing, such as enhanced reporting. In a large enterprise where you have a lot of DPM servers that you want to see what I call a CIO report, where you want to see how your backups are doing, traditionally we haven't done very well in that area. So it's another feature that we are announcing as well. It's more like a framework where you can talk about see what's going on with your backup infrastructure. And this is something that people have always asked for, and we are going to release that. It's also something that we'll release the mom pack for, so people can also customize it. So it's not something that what we have is fit everybody's needs. If they want to change something, they can. So that's another cool thing they're doing. The other cool thing we're also going to announce is we're going to actually support Microsoft workloads that run on Azure, as well as on VMware. This is something that we have not done in the past. DPM is best known for protecting Microsoft workloads on Microsoft clouds. This is the first time we're going to talk about how it's going to protect it on running on VMware, as well as on Azure.
So within the VMs on Azure, what are we actually backing up? Is it the application running within the VM? Is it the virtual hard disk file? What's kind of that level of granularity you're doing with the Azure backup?
So what we are going to talk about is the backing up the application and the server that is running inside the virtual machine. That's what people want first, because they're running their businesses in Azure. They're saying, OK, when Azure came up, they said, oh, you don't need to do backup of your ISVMs. And I think they found out pretty much that customers that are bringing their business to Azure, they kind of want the same level of protection that they had on-premise. And they're used to backup products like DPM. They want the same level of protection in Azure. So you're really getting them workload protection like SQL or SharePoint or Exchange when it's supported in Azure. They want backup for those applications in Azure.
Now, how about on the VMware side of things? You know, a VMware virtual machine, it uses a different file format. It uses a VMDK file. What level of granularity are we doing the backup there? Is that application or virtual machine level?
It's application level. That's okay. Really what at the end of the day, what people want is to protect their application and the application data. And virtual machine is like a container that they want to bring up. So that's really what people look for first. I think that's what we are focusing on first. And this is the first time we're announcing that. So we'll see what feedback we get. If people say, hey, they want to protect the VM as well, there's something we can certainly look at.
Yeah, that's very exciting. You know, I speak to so many customers who are now in this process of migrating from a VMware to a Hyper-V infrastructure, and they want to use System Center to manage both, right? You know, a single pane of glass,
right.
Single product. And so I think this is a great capability your team's added, giving them now that flexibility, single backup product, being able to back up those applications regardless of the hypervisor. Well, final things I want to ask you guys, where can people go to learn more about your technologies? What's your company's website?
Our company's website is www.sasplaza.com.
Great. And Shrish, where can people go to learn more about what the DPM team is doing?
Well, the DPM is part of the System Center suite of products. So we have a blog, a team blog, along with System Center. We'll also be posting the live session that will be recorded for the talk I'm doing tomorrow. Those are the two places that can see what's immediately getting launched.
Excellent. Well, thank you both for joining me on the show. Great to hear about these continuing improvements in DPM. And great to have one of our real-world customers join us. And say
thank
that
you.
This is really happening. Great cost savings, better resiliency, faster backups, all key things that you guys probably want to start using yourself. So thanks once again for joining me on the show. Enjoy the rest of your tech ed.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dick, again for
thanks,
showing
Chef.
Up. Okay.